I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the most magical podcast on the planet. Mike Ward, Chris Ramsey, Pat Tallis, Mutant, we're here.
You got mustache now.
Yay.
He's growing back out.
Yeah, he's like turning more Italian and traveling back in time at the same time. Come back and just be like Vito Corleone.
So. I liked when I had it long, I like twirling it. So I want to get it back to when I can twirl.
He looks like Mario and Luigi's dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I look like Wario.
If they found Mario in a river 3 months later.
What have you guys been up to? How was your week?
Good. Filming a lot. Doing a lot of YouTube stuff. Just getting ready. There's, you know what? I don't know if people know this, but like this is like the big time of year for like social media posts and stuff.
Is it?
Yeah, CPM goes up. Like they pay you more for everything. Like even for like brand deals, you guys should watch out. Like you should charge more this time of year. Everyone's spending, right?
So I literally we got a new deal.
Yeah.
And I charged less.
You charge less?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's probably why you got the deal.
I had no idea.
Yeah, because the word deal.
It was a deal.
They definitely got a deal.
You guys definitely struck a deal.
Yeah, you know who didn't get a deal? Will Smith. You've been too busy to hear about this.
What do you mean? You had that slavery movie?
No, I heard about this on the way here. He has a best friend, a guy that he grew up with, I guess.
Saw that.
Okay, and his best friend comes out with a tell-all, just talk shit about
him. Yeah.
About Will Smith?
About Will Smith.
And he's got receipts.
And he's got receipts, but this is like this is like randomly you're having a good time, and then I decide to go to the media and be like, let me talk about this jackass. It comes out of nowhere. You're like, what is Patel's doing?
NDAs, bro.
Back.
NDAs.
Yeah, it's so stupid. So he goes out, and what does he say? First of all, he says, look, Will Smith, he's a little intimidated because his dick's a little small. He goes, it's known within the circles, he has a little dick, he goes, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, no pun intended.
In the circle.
He says it like this. He's like when Jada's used to having a baby leg.
Yeah.
And then brother pulls out a pinky finger.
Yeah.
She's always gonna be craving the baby leg.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Like, no! Jesus Christ, dude.
Who did Jada have? That had a huge
Tupac. Tupac apparently.
Tupac had a big dick.
Tupac had a shotgun barrel or something.
He has big dick energy.
He does have big dick energy.
Yeah, you don't slap someone in the face on stage if you got a big dick.
Yeah,
you sit back and you laugh, dude. Yeah. You laugh because your dick's so much bigger than his on stage.
Look at this bald bitch.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And then that's the tip of the iceberg. And then he goes, "I also walked in on him."
Yeah.
With what's the name of the dude?
Fuck, he was a big name back then, doing
so
a lot
like
of movies.
A gay sex thing?
Yeah, well, another actor.
Another actor, but the actor was in his, this is what he said.
Dwayne
Martin was breaking Will Smith's back. He said he destroyed
him. He had him bend over,
so
and he
was
destroying
banging,
him.
Will Smith was getting fucked up the ass with his little cock just fucking hard, not even flopping, just putting straight.
Apparently he exploded his back like it was just crazy
his
banging.
His little penis.
Jesus fucking did what? Wow, fucking
the
Wilson.
Lady interviewing him was just like,
oh, fuck.
No. I have to take a
Imagine
minute. I have to take a minute.
Will Smith now is probably going, I miss the Jada years. Jada's a better person than this guy.
I miss that abuse.
Brother Bilal.
I think that's the name of the friend.
Yeah, he's in his book. He mentions him in his book. He has a picture of him in his book, apparently.
Like, he's like a legit
guy. They were close
guy.
Friends.
Yeah. Oh, in Will Smith's book?
Yeah, they were close friends.
Guy? He's like, this guy's awesome. He knows so much about me. He knows all of my secrets. He's a good dude.
Somebody needs to stop these people, dude.
Dude, this is crazy.
We need to stop these people, dude.
How do your friends know how big your dicks are? I have no idea.
Yeah, mine do. Yeah, I've seen Wes's dick probably as much as I've seen my own almost.
I've never seen anyone's dick what? Except for mine.
Hold on. We can't just skip over that.
You don't receive my video message.
It tastes different than my own.
If anybody asks me, though, I always say, like, yo, you know how big Mike's dick is? I'm always going to say, massive.
Yeah.
It hurts. That's how big it is.
It hurts so
my
much.
My back was broken.
It destroyed me, dude.
But yeah, I don't know. I have no idea how big your dick is. I've never seen your dick.
Yeah, well.
That's because we have a healthy
young,
relationship.
Fellas. The night is young.
So, but you see his dick because he's always... He's
show him
always
his dick.
Passed out. Or he actually just shows it?
Yeah, I've seen his dick, Eric's dick. Like, we've all seen each other's dick a bunch of times.
I guess, like, when you're, like, late teens, 20s, it's funny just to flash your dick.
Grown adults is
still funny.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
I was
the last time? We were in Vegas, and I was leaving to get the airport, and, like, fuck, we just had, like, we partied and everything the night before, and I come back to the hotel because I'm like, oh, I forgot my glasses. And I come back and Wes opens the door naked with my glasses resting on his cock like it's a nose.
Nah. Like, that's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, thanks, man. He's like, see ya. It's pretty normalized. Yeah.
I think it's only like people I knew. The only person I knew that used to show his dick all the time that I thought was funny, I had a friend who had a really tiny dick. And the fact that it was so small, but he'd show it anyway, made me laugh.
That is funny.
Like a micro penis?
He had his dick, and it's like
a Will Smith dick?
It was like this big when it was hard, like fucking tiny, tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd always flash it, and he thought it was funny. And he even, one year, at just for laughs.
Did you guys call him the Fresh Prince of Quebec?
Was he laughing and just like a tear? He's like,
but one year.
It's so funny, right?
I have one of the French galas. They used to have an intermission. And the guy hosting it was one of our friends, and he was like, do you want to just dance naked during the intermission? It'll be funny watching a fat guy with a small dick dance. And then he did it, and then it was fucking horrible. It was just weird. Him dancing, and he's fat, so after like a minute, he was like, he gets off stage, and he's like, I'm going to try to do better tomorrow. And then
you gonna come back naked again?
He came back, and then after he thanked everyone at Just for Laughs, he was like, I want to thank you for the opportunity to. And then I was like,
what up?
You're fucking naked in front of 2,000 people. You're making a fucking fool of yourself. But he, like, we just, everyone laughed all the time. And then once I was describing him to people, they were like, who? And I'm like, it's this guy. And he it's funny because his dick is so fucking small. And then I saw in his eyes, like, he was listening and he was like, like, he had never noticed it was tiny. He was like, fucking, they were laughing at me, not with me.
Oh, he was hurt.
And I was like, I'm sorry, man. I'm just fucking around. But it is. It's not a big dick, right? It's not, like,
because
he was always hard. Like, his dick was this big.
Why was it hard always?
I don't know. I guess he was naked.
He's a happy guy.
Oh, my God.
And he used to pull
the
it
blood
out
pressure.
So much. We'd go to bars.
He'd do what?
He'd pull it out.
Oh, yeah.
At first, he'd just pull it out, like, at the hotel when it was just dudes.
He's getting laughs.
Yeah, but then we'd be in a bar, and then he'd whip his dick out, and then he'd go, no one's going to notice, because no one ever looks down. So he'd be walking around with his little rock-hard dick sticking out of his pants.
No.
No one had ever noticed.
Yeah, that's not the only reason
that's
why.
A funny
it's
one.
Not, even if they look down, they weren't going to notice. Yeah.
My buddies do that. Eric does that a lot. He pulls his ball out.
Okay.
Just
a
one
ball you never
Yeah,
notice.
Just one ball out of either like his zipper or the top of his pants. And he'll just be like this and just talk to you for like 5 minutes. Wes started, he put his, we were in New York standing around, and he just started pissing while we were talking. In the middle of a conversation, there was like four of us. And, like, we're just talking, and in the middle of his piss, I'm like, oh, what the fuck, dude? And he's like, it's better this way. That way no one knows you're peeing. I'm like, you're fucking peeing on my shoe, dude.
Yeah, he pulled his dick out or he pissed himself?
No, he pulled his dick out, and he just started pissing on the ground.
Because it sounds like he's the type of guy that might,
he's definitely pissed
might
himself.
Piss himself.
Yeah, he definitely has.
There was the guy, what's his name?
Brother Bilal?
Yeah, Brother Bilal. He goes... he's quoted, there was a couch and Will was bent over on the couch and Dwayne was standing up killing him.
Killing him.
Murdering him.
Yeah.
It was murder in there.
Oh, he destroyed that asshole.
Yeah, God damn.
Him, but good for Will, dude. Good for getting it.
I guess.
So Will with his friends, he was openly like kind of gay or like, well, bisexual or whatever you want to call it?
I guess
because if you walk in and you see your friend getting fucked up the ass, you're not like, oh.
No, okay. he stopped apparently in the interview. He stopped and he goes, "Oh shit!" And that's what made him turn around.
Oh,
he went like, "Oh shit!"
Oh, Will?
Yeah, no, buddy, who walked in, he was like, "Oh shit!"
He didn't know what else to say. Yeah.
And then they stopped and they're like, "Oh,
goddamn!"
But that's they gotta stop fucking around, dude. Leave this guy alone.
Like, yeah.
Honestly, kill Jada himself going on a book tour right now is the worst. Yeah. You're hearing shit every day, and this guy
I feel bad for him.
I feel bad. He lives on the same street as his fucking ex-wife because they've been separated for like 6 years, and they live in the same road, dude. Like, he probably knocks at her door and asks for food.
This might be the best way, though, his sort of comeback tour. That he was like, no one's ever going to want me since I'm like an aggressor. How about if I become the weakest man in the world?
Yeah, blame it on Jada. Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, look, I got a small dick.
Yeah.
I'm a cock.
My wife abuses me. Some guy fucking destroyed my asshole.
God. He just dresses up like a pig and Jada walks him on stage with a leash. And
I'm missing
like,
a vertebrae.
Imagine how fucking Chris Rock must feel like a fucking pussy. And getting beaten up by a fucking guy that gets butt-fucked and has a small cock.
The way they're describing it is that he has a big clit. Like, that's how small his dick is.
Do you, like, you heard about, like, all the shit that, like, she said about him, right? Like, how that must kill him inside. Because, like, I remember if a girl, right, and I'm in a grade school, high school, or an adult or whatever, if a girl says something about my personality or physically, that becomes part of my personality forever. Like, if she goes, oh, you're a good kisser, or you've got a really funny smile, or whatever fucking a girl will say. Somebody
you
come up to me and be like,
your dick
are you a good kisser? I'll be like, yeah, I'm a great kisser. I'm known to be a good, I will carry that shit to my grave if a girl says anything, right? If she's like, oh, you got really nice fingers, right? And if somebody says, like, what's your best trait? I'm like, I think I like my fingers, you know?
So you think Will Smith is like, I got a real small cock.
It's
fucking
tiny. I'm just
saying,
like, everything's
compact, baby.
It's got to stick with him, like, just for the rest of his life.
It's the Mini Cooper of dicks.
It's British.
If a girl told me I'd have a small dick, I would, for the rest of my days, that would, like, I would, even if I had a normal size dick, I would think I had a small dick.
I would tell her she had a big vagina. Yeah. I'd make her feel like it was her fucking huge vagina. My dick is humongous.
Yeah, yeah. Regular girls go crazy. I've destroyed people. I've broken them and Will in half.
I was at WWE. There was like this one girl who went up to Triple X and she's like, she slept with him and she's like, you know.
Triple H?
Yeah, Triple H. Yeah, Triple X. Yeah. And she goes, you know, and like, fuck, we all know that like what you're packing is tiny, right? And he goes, hey, even a 747 looks small when you park it in the Grand Canyon. Fucking got him.
So stupid.
Just sloppy hole.
What a fucking bitch, though. Going up to someone saying, people have been saying you have a small dick.
Yeah.
Fuck, if a woman told me that, I'd probably move.
Yeah, girls telling me I have a nice cock is like the equivalent of you have a small cock, but I'd rather hear you have a nice cock.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't have a big dick, but my girlfriend tells me I have a big dick. Oh. And the first couple of times I was like, is she fucking with me?
Yeah.
I was like, is she fucking?
She doing a bit?
She isn't sarcasm.
Yeah, she doing a bit?
Sarcasm.
He grabs it by the face. He's like, you being sarcastic? It's sarcasm. I can't read. When I'm horny, I don't understand sarcasm. Yeah.
Are you doing a bit right now? Like, what are you doing? In bed right now?
You're insulting the cock. You're insulting El Coco.
Yeah. Girls
out there. He built this empire.
Yeah. If your man has a little dick, girls out there, just tell them. You got a nice dick. It's a nice cock. And don't call it a willy. Don't call it a pee-pee.
Yeah.
Don't call it a cock clit. Or dong.
Don't when he pulls it out, don't go, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, c'est mignon.
Yeah, don't bend over like you're talking to a child. You're like, mm. Give it like an Eskimo kiss. Just
don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't pretend that you're pinching on your screen. Yeah. Don't do that.
No. Yeah. That's funny.
Don't do that.
That's funny.
You get the wrong. Every time you're going to be on your screen.
Stop, yeah.
Every time she's going to be on your screen.
Stop doing
like,
that, ladies.
You talking about my dick?
Yeah,
ladies. Are you talking to your friends about my dick right now? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Like, that must suck, though. When like if your dick is that small.
Yeah.
I think I just wouldn't. I wouldn't bang.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to.
I'd be like, fuck it. I like being celibate.
Be a lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah, because how do you pull it out?
Yeah.
Like, where is it?
Yeah. There's a guy I know through another guy I know. I won't mention names.
You know a lot of dick dudes.
Well, every dude I know has a dick. But there's a guy I know through a guy I know. And he has like the micro penis.
Is this real?
What is a micro penis? Like, technically,
pull it up.
That's a.
Pull it up.
We'll
blur it out.
What's the size?
No, can't blur it out.
Who's gonna blur it out?
You blur it out. You can blur it out.
I gotta do this in the middle of the night. I fucking got off a plane.
Is it like you always hear micro penis? It's like. Like, how small? Is
it's a, ba- so it's I have a baby
it.
Dick.
I have it.
So, like...
Oh,
like,
shit. Hold on. Poseidon, you have
a
micro dick.
No, yeah. No. In adults, a penis that measures 3.67 inches or less...
What's 3 inches?
Three inches is like this.
When erect.
Yeah.
When erect. When, okay, yeah. So my friend, that was a micro penis.
Yeah, he had a disease.
But like, there's some people that have, like, a baby penis.
What's the difference?
Isn't that hermaphrodite?
No. It looks like...
You're
like
not allowed legally to have that.
Like, it's like... It looks like a baby penis.
Okay.
I've seen some on Omegle. You know Omegle, the chat.
Omegle?
It's like chat roulette.
Okay.
Where you like webcam, you don't know who's gonna pop up or whatever.
Oh, and you see a guy with a small dick.
That's all they do. People with small dicks, all they're doing is jerking off online.
Oh,
they're
so not
fucking
not
women. They're not fucking
go.
Dudes. They're just jerking. But yeah, so this guy I know who knows this other guy, told him before his other friends got there, and he sat down with him, and he's like, he goes, hey man, before the boys get here, just want to let you know, I've got a micropenis.
Why is he saying that?
And he goes, because they're all going to be like, hey, what's up, little dick? And the jokes are not going to stop. And they're funny. But I just want to let you know so you don't feel awkward.
They're funny.
They are funny. And he's like, I want you to know so you don't feel awkward and you understand what's going on that I do have a micropenis. And he's like, can you show me? And he showed him. And it was like, yeah, it's laughable.
Damn.
It's laughable.
But he has he's only been in long-term relationships. Never had like one night stands, obviously. So he's been like three relationships in his whole life.
I would think it would be the opposite.
Like, I think too, though, for real, because if you have a dick that's too small to satisfy your woman, lesbians satisfy each other. So you're like, okay, yeah. I'll guess you buy a dildo or a strap on.
Yeah.
Cut my hair.
Yeah, that must be weird.
Grow
though.
A mustache.
Having a strap on and you feel you're like, I think I saw a thing once in a sex shop. You can put your dick. In a dick?
Oh, like a mech suit.
Yeah.
Like a transformer.
What?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Too much.
No, that's probably Japanese.
But
you know
it must
they
get
those robots,
good.
Those mech robots.
Yeah. Like, well, it doesn't feel good for you. You're just fucking a dick.
But if your dick is this big, you want
to
satisfy.
Also, there's a way to make that feel good.
Yeah,
for
you put like a sort of
vibrator or something in there.
What the fuck?
I hope if you have a small dick,
pie.
You don't come super quick. That must suck.
Yeah.
The girl's like. It doesn't matter if you have a small... Ah, goddamn, you came already.
And
you
it fucking explodes.
Yeah.
First, yeah.
Just like
a lot of
jizz.
So much cum.
A lot hidden in the little package.
Yeah. That must be wild.
I think, though, like, you know how whenever fat women wear bathing suits and they get their picture taken, everyone goes, she's so brave. No one says that about
the guy taking the photo.
a guy with a micropenis, that admitting, like, telling all his friends he has a micropenis, that's fucking brave.
That's super brave.
Yeah. Man.
Dude, we ridicule you. Even if you have a giant dick, we're still going to make fun of you.
Yeah, we're
imagine
here.
Imagine having a micropenis. You're
but
done.
Yeah. What is it with dudes?
No, I disagree. I say, don't tell anybody, dude. Fucking don't bring that up. That's
gross. Don't bring up your micropenis.
Keep it to yourself. Do you know who wants to hear it?
I don't understand where, like, the Omegle shit, they're just dudes, like, where does that urge
so
to
Omegle
show
just
their
shut down,
dick?
Last week, I think,
that's
for the first time in 14 years. Now, because people use it for online content. I tried it once for, like, magic, showing magic to people on Omegle, so you get random people. You're
surprise,
showing
my cock!
And every third person is, like, some guy in India with a shitty webcam and, like, a fucking shower curtain for a window and just, like, jerking off on his bed on his micro dick. And, like, literally one out of every three.
Why?
And,
I don't understand why they go there.
I never
why don't they go to a porn site?
I never posted that video because I had to edit that shit. And I'm like, I'm not editing this. And I threw it in the fucking trash.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm not sitting through one
and
more
they were
second
always
of this.
Indian?
Pretty much, yeah.
A lot of Indian cocks out there.
A lot of guys, a lot of people in India.
Yeah, there's a billion of them. And many of that billion love showing
their
cocks
online. And it's like, yeah, it's untraceable, you know? I feel like in India, when a guy's jerking off on camera.
Because they all look the same?
No, just because it's like India, you know? There's so many people.
There's a man jerking off on camera, and they're like, and?
Yeah. They're like, yeah, but what? Was he Indian? You're like, yeah. They're like, oh, that's kind of their thing.
That's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
Did you show him your Bob Zinvaheen?
Yeah. There's the guys, but
did you motivate him?
It is funny sometimes, because like, as a grown man, I'll be like, you know, have a deck of cards, and I'll be like, ready to, all right, who's the next person? And it's just fucking, it's just like crotch shot of this guy doing this, right? And I'm like.
And a guy that looks like he's fucking
And some of them, like, you know, they'll skip. And some of them just don't skip. And I'm like, dude, skip. Fuck, skip. they're still going. They're like, eh, fuck yeah, I can do this.
You have a nice beard, Houdini.
Yeah, they're like, Houdini. He's like, I was going to stop.
Nah, I was going to stop.
Nice beard.
Maybe I'll keep going.
It's too funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Goddamn, jerking off online.
It is weird. So they shut that shit down.
I hope Will Smith is on it.
That's probably who I saw.
It's just him crying, jacking his micropenis. Like, is that Will Smith? I'm Indian.
Ask anybody who's been on Amigo, dude. You've seen a micropenis.
That must be so weird, though. Like, when Will Smith meets a girl, she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going to suck Will Smith's
clitoris.
What the fuck? Yeah. Now I have two stories to tell my friends.
Yeah.
One, I sucked Will Smith's dick, and it was tiny.
Yeah. And he's gay.
Yeah, and he's gay.
So he wasn't getting hard either.
Yeah, he asked me to fuck
maybe
him in the ass.
Maybe that's why chicks think he has a
small dick.
A small dick, yeah. Maybe if that Dwayne Wayne guy sucked his cock, it'd be like...
It wasn't Dwayne Wayne. It was Dwayne Martin, wasn't it? Dwayne Wayne is a basketball player.
I thought it was Dwayne Wayne.
Dwayne is the hugest cock.
Yeah,
he's like 6'11".
Who's Dwayne Martin?
Was it Dean Martin?
If it's Dean Martin, that's even better.
Dean Martin's the plowing him. He was 98.
Dwayne Wade, bro.
Just some random black dude.
He's not random, bro.
He's not random at all, dude. He's like a fucking NBA all-star.
One of the best fucking NBA players ever.
I don't know. He kind of looks like a generic black dude.
That's racist.
Very.
Why? Because he has a big cock? That's racist, dude.
Exactly.
You know what they were telling me in Dallas? They're like, I don't know if you're ready for this. There's a lot of Indians here. I swear to God. And I was like,
what kind of Indians?
Indians from India.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what? He's like, well, I don't know if you've ever seen Indians. For poor guys. Yeah. Are you guys shocked for real? He's like, yeah, it's shocking. They're everywhere.
That's crazy.
And I was like, yeah, but I literally live in. Yeah. Little India. Yeah. What are you talking about? Why would that surprise me?
Also, you would think Texans, you would think they're used to Indians, right?
Right, yeah.
Cowboys and...
These are different ones.
Right?
But it was so funny. He was like, I don't know if you've ever seen Indians. Like, what are you talking about? If I'm from Port Chum, I'm Park X. What a stupid... But they don't know Park X.
Yeah.
There's a...
I was like, you got to enjoy their food.
I was looking online and there's this... Do you see this video of this lady who got nominated for 2 Grammys? She's sitting in coach.
Oh.
You see this one?
No.
No.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
She starts singing. I'm going to pull up the video. Hold on.
Yeah.
What's her name?
She's like, fuck.
Do we want to watch
it? I saved it. It's pretty funny because what happens? it's some you know, entitled. She's like, excuse me, y'all. And, you know, in coach. I just got nominated for 2. I just found I got nominated for 2 Grammys. I was like, woo, good, right? Cool. And she's like, it starts going
stop.
Up.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck.
I got to hear.
Give me the
Bobby Storm.
Okay.
Give me the speaker, y'all.
And she's like, and hitting the notes. She sounds good. But like the flight attendant wasn't having it.
Oh, let me. Oh, that one.
And he's like, hey. Can you shut up? Nobody wants to hear this. And she's like, what do you mean? God wants to hear it. He's like, no, I'm the captain here. You shut up.
I'm God.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, I saw Tiffany. I saw the chick from the plane. The chick who said that motherfucker's not real.
I don't believe it's her.
She was at the
they
place.
They cloned her. I don't believe it's her.
She was getting interviewed by Alex Stein.
That wasn't her, dude.
Little hottie.
That's not her. Yeah. They switched her out.
All right, you boys ready?
I think we got out.
I'm charting right now.
Oh, it's because we'll get...
Can you guys hear?
Barely.
Yeah. You can put it barely.
The guy's telling him to fuck off.
It's not a disturbance. I was like, you know, I haven't done this in a while. I've gotten to the next status.
I didn't see this part.
Oh, but they skipped the scene.
Jada Pinkett. She looks like a chubby Jada Pinkett.
Can I just say something? She so far, can you rewind? Because so far, she actually seems reasonable, and they're being over.
No,
because
they skipped a large part.
They skipped her singing.
They
skipped
her singing. She's right there.
No, they skipped her singing.
They skipped her singing. But
hold on.
He's just like, hey, man, hey, lady, can you shut the fuck up? Because like,
but the thing is, she seems nice.
Yeah, she's super nice. But also, shut the fuck up. You're on a fucking plane. There are rules.
Yeah,
there are rules on a plane that are just...
But in her defense, when I won at the Supreme Court level, I bought plane tickets, so I was in a plane for 2 days, just telling people I'd won.
Yeah.
And then I'd sing.
It was even worse when he won. He's like,
free no one stopped you.
Free speech is back.
Because you're a white guy. No one stopped you.
He just kept yelling, free speech is back. And he kept telling everyone,
free speech is
yell
back.
The N-word. Yell the N-word, sir. You're allowed. We won. Make fun of the midgets. We won.
I was singing the N-word.
What are you doing? Hard on.
Anyways, I just thought it was hilarious because the flight attendant had enough of her shit and was just like, hey, can you shut the like stop? And she's like, no, what do you guys think? And she thought she was in a fucking movie. She goes, what do you guys think with this little tone?
Oh.
And everybody just goes,
oh, yeah.
And the top comment, which fucking killed me, was I couldn't hear the flight attendant over the let her sing chanting.
Nobody
wanted her singing.
But of course, you're in a plane, bro. You just want to fuck off.
Yeah, dude, shut the fuck up if you're in a plane. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But the only funny thing to this is I didn't hear the song, but if the song was something that is inappropriate for a plane, like wet ass pussy. Wet, like there's a grandma there and she's like, some this wet ass pussy.
I just
like,
think there's something fucking
fuck
annoying
down?
About somebody taking up it. My fucking airspace. Like you're in a plane, dude, there are rules. Okay, when you're playing, you talk like this.
Yeah, by the way, airplane rules. Quickly.
Yeah, don't fucking sing like
that. Do you recline all the way back?
No.
I don't recline at all.
I don't even recline at all.
Me neither.
Long flights?
Me neither. I had a guy in front of me, bro, flight to Dallas.
Yeah.
Was aggressively reclining.
Yeah.
But since I was playing the game of chess in front of me.
Were you putting your foot up in the middle?
No, and then you know what I said? I go, yeah, you're going to aggressively decline? Then I started aggressively tapping the fucking screen
so that
he would be like this.
Right.
And be like, you're allowed to recline? I'm allowed to tap this motherfucking screen. You know?
I'm okay with reclining.
I only recline if the person in front of me reclines.
The domino recliner.
Yeah. I don't recline because I don't want to ruin it for the people behind me.
I get it, but then the thing is, if the person in front of me reclines, then my face, and because I'm big, the thing is right in front of my face.
Well, no,
I can't even have a meal.
The key is you put your knee in, you don't let him recline too much.
Because that's what the guy behind me did recently. I almost turned around and socked him. I was like, because we started this flight, right? And I'm like, this guy reclines. Meal's over, by the way, right? Yeah. So it's like meal time or snack time's over. It's like I'm making sure everybody's snacks away before you recline.
This is on the way to Tokyo?
This is just going to New York. It was like real quick. It was just like a little quick
drink. Why gotta recline? It's an hour flight.
And why are you eating a meal?
It was a
snack and it was getting like pretzels and a coffee.
You go up and down and you're fucking having pasta.
I was like, can I get a wrap, please? We had a snack and I was like, all right, you know, I'm fucking, because I'm 6'3 and I just want some room. And I make sure he's good because I'm being reclined on. And then I look here, and I feel something on my fucking elbow. And I swear to God, this man's foot is on the wall.
Oh, I didn't. That's insane.
Right here, right? And I go, and I elbow him. He moves out of the way. I kind of look back. He doesn't look at me, and I'm like, what the fuck? I recline.
That is weird.
He starts fucking putting his knees up or whatever and starts pushing on me like this.
Nah.
Nonstop. And I'm like, go on, and it's taking me everything not to turn. And I just quit smoking too. I'm like, I'm ready to fucking. I'm going to jail.
You're ready to break his back.
Yeah, I'm going to jail for this guy. I don't give a shit.
I'm gonna break your back, and then I'm gonna get my back broken in that prison.
Yeah, one of us is not landing this fucking flight.
Holy shit! What happened?
Yeah, just the whole time I was pushing back. I was going like as hard as I could. I felt his knees like in my back. And I was just like,
this is an hour flight. Fucking. You guys can't stay civil for an hour?
No, dude.
That's hilarious.
This guy, though, he also got yelled at by another passenger. That's what makes it worse.
For farting?
No, he put his bag up and he like fucking squished everybody's bag. And this guy's like, hey, man, what are you doing? He's like, it's an hour flight. If you're not used to this, you shouldn't travel. And he fucking.
That doesn't make any sense.
And he's stinky and he's smelly
what
and he had this
mean?
Weird shirt.
Oh,
I don't
if
know.
You're
what
not
the
used
fuck.
To this.
Yeah, if you're not used to getting abused for an hour.
If it was the end of the world, first
we'd
to go. Yeah, he first to go. He voted off the island.
I don't know how to tell you this. It looks like we are heading towards the end of the world, right? Everything's fucked.
The worst is people that take off their shoes in a fucking plane. That's insane.
Yeah. That's me too, but only in business.
I take my shoes off all the time, but I do it discreetly. I take my shoes off.
He does.
I'm doing it right now.
Like a little girl.
I take my shoes off, but then I put my feet back in the shoes. So
he just
like,
doesn't want them tight around him.
Yeah.
Right now. I'm talking about people walking barefoot on the plane.
That's disgusting.
Dude, were we together on the flight where I was like, yo, the woman was barefoot going into the bathroom. and coming out, or was I
wasn't that the Las Vegas?
I remember that. Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? No, it wasn't Vegas. It wasn't Vegas.
I had a dude ask the flight attendant to put his shoes up on the bags.
Dude, the lady I'm talking about, the bathroom, I know for a fact, was covered in urine. I know because I pissed on the floor.
You have to be fucking mental. Like, even people that bang in a airplane toilet.
Which, by the way, romanticized. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's horrible. Rent
a cabin upstairs.
Or get a hand job.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the banging. I just physically couldn't do it because of the
size and the smell.
Yeah. The logistics.
The smell.
The smell wouldn't bug me.
I don't get horny on planes.
Oh, I couldn't get hard with fucking the
smell.
You've never jerked off in a plane?
No.
No.
What?
No?
I never got horny on a plane.
I'm part of the Mile High Club. The hand job, my own hand, Mile High
you
Club.
You got horny off on a plane?
I've jerked on a plane, yeah, 100%. Really? Yeah, 100%.
From
dude.
Where to where, though? Was it like a 24-hour flight? Or?
No, it was going to Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, so like six, 7 hours.
Too many fucking snakes on this goddamn motherfucker.
No, I was watching a movie, and they were like, I saw a titty, and I was like, fuck, I gotta go.
That's it.
You know? You know when you see that titty, and you're like, this is like last year.
I've
done it multiple times. I've done it more than once.
What I hate about
sure. No way.
It would have been amazing if you got caught.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Because you're too famous to get caught
masturbating in a plane.
On a fucking plane.
Yeah, shame on you for opening that door. You should be the one getting fucking canceled. For opening doors on people. And
we surprised the magician.
Dude, what the fuck?
The surprise is on him. He's a pervert.
Why? Oh, you jerked off in the airplane toilet?
Of course. Well, I wouldn't. I'm not a pervert, dude.
Oh, I thought it was. Because it's not. I think it's not as bad with a cover.
Yeah, that's okay. Where do you come there? That's worse.
There's other people around you. I had an old lady sitting next to me.
I just didn't come on myself.
They're both horrible.
They're both very bad.
Like,
I agree.
Jerking off standing up in the smell of shit. And then where do you come?
USA. You come? USA.
Tissue?
Freedom. It's a freedom.
You got some tissue? Throw it in there. And it's fucking. And they throw it at the plane or whatever.
No.
Have you guys
How do
ever.
You get horny? You get all gas. Do you? Is it just me? I feel so bloated on a plane.
I feel bloated too.
I'm still bloated right now. I feel like I'm.
I can be horny and bloated.
Bloated.
I can have a hard cock and full stomach.
Hard cock, full stomach. On a plane, though, the plane is...
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Altitude.
My head hurts. I don't like it.
No, altitude
I'd like
me.
To bang, like, private jet. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Private jet or first class, no one else. And if everyone knew, so they don't bother you.
In, yeah.
That's
but
weird.
But just having... Like, because I don't want anyone... Like looking at me.
It's
I don't
want
to be banging and then seeing a guy fucking jerking off.
Yeah. You need to fly Emirates, Mike. They have first class. They have the your own walled off. It's a walled off. It's your own room, basically.
It is, but it isn't. I had it.
They could
tell I flew first class Emirates with Wes, and we couldn't bang. There was
because you're two dudes.
They
frown upon that.
They would have thrown you off the plane.
Yeah, we were careful to do it over like neutral territory. We're like, oh, we're coming up on Qatar, I better stop grabbing my dick. But yeah, there's like this little wall in between you, but it doesn't go all the way down. It's like a seat still, right? So you could get a hand job in one of these
from a flight attendant.
But the bathrooms in those fucking planes
Huge?
Are very fuckable.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, heated floors. They're about as long as this podcast room. Heated floor, shower at the other end. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
The shower's amazing. What about the flight attendant? They put out? What are we saying?
They're super hot. And they're all international. They all speak 19 languages.
God damn.
And you get free booze. Like free and a la carte dining, which is wild.
Wow.
Which is like, it's not like we're going to heat up the food. It's what do you want? The chef's going to make it when you want it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
sick.
Insane.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
I just came back with Air Canada. I was like, you want a chicken wrap? I said, no.
I'm so used to Air Canada meals. It's wild.
I'm pretty sure they're disgusting.
They pick. You ever get picked up? Did I tell you about this? They got picked up in a Porsche in Air Canada.
What? What?
Yeah, because I was flying to Spain. It was first class, but I landed in Toronto for a layover. And I guess my gate was like a 15-minute walk, but I had a 45-minute layover. I land there, and there's a guy holding my name on a sign right as we get out of the plane before that tunnel. And I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, would you like to go to the signature lounge? And I was like, yeah. And we open the side door. And everybody's leaving this way. We just go down, and now we're on the tarmac. There's
and
a Porsche.
You get in a Porsche?
Yeah, and he drives me, and he talks to me, whatever, a private elevator, and I go to this thing. Yeah, wasn't expecting it.
God damn.
It's pretty sick.
Damn.
Wow.
That's how the elites are living, Mike.
Yeah.
And then and he jerked me off. And I
was
like, fucking this Will Smith.
You're like, this is why I paid extra.
Yeah.
You got a tiny dick, sir.
What was the Porsche?
I don't know.
A car.
Four-door?
Four-door, yeah. So Cayenne.
SUV?
Or not Cayenne.
Panamera.
Panamera, yeah.
Yeah, those are nice.
You remember those shirts that used to come out where it was like pointing up and it goes the man and then pointing down the legend?
Yeah.
And Will Smith was I Am Legend? His yeah. shirt has to say...
The legend?
The legend, the myth.
The truth.
Yeah, and plus like... You know how everyone think like if he can't bang white chicks because white chicks think all black dudes have big dicks
except for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
That must be weird.
Is like, is he mixed at all? I feel like Will Smith might be mixed.
He's got mixed feelings about his life decisions.
That's true.
It's not even his fault. It's everyone fucking talking about
it. So you think
him.
Like if he does the 19 and me test. He's like 94% Chinese.
Yeah, he might be like Finnish or something.
Yeah. Either way, whether he has a small dick or a big dick, what's sad for me is that all the people around him that are supposed to take care of him are throwing him under the bus.
One, yeah.
His ex-wife, his best friend, his lover.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, did this Dwayne whatever
what did Dwayne Johnson say?
It's Dwayne Ooh. The Rock Johnson.
Can you imagine getting plowed by him, dude? He's got a hog for
rock.
Sure.
The Rock must have that. It mustn't be that long, but it must be like this thick.
You would hear a crack. You would hear a crack.
Yeah,
it would break in half.
It looks like a forearm. Yeah. It's just like a fucking forearm.
Yeah, your ass, your whole pelvic area is
done.
Yeah,
you feel like you're like, and then you gotta hold your hips so you don't fucking split
open. He puts it in you and then he flexes. He's like, you're like, oh, what's going on?
The Rock.
The Rock bottom.
Call him the Rock for nothing. Yeah.
What did you guys want?
I also feel like anyone with the name.
I saw you Googling something and then looking at the.
I thought Dwayne Johnson said something about him having a small dick.
Googling delicious cocks.
I think anyone with the name Dwayne has to have a big dick.
But no, the guy.
I feel like Dwayne is a big dick.
Oh, Bilal.
No, the guy that was banging Will Smith. See if he responded or what he looks like.
Dwayne, what was it?
You were the one researching this.
Martin.
Dwayne Martin. Something Martin. I think it was Dwayne Martin.
Or Dean Martin.
Yes, it was.
What is a Google?
I think that's an actor, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know this guy. You've seen this guy.
Can you bring him up?
Bring him up, Javier.
I don't think he said anything.
Bring up his photo.
But bring up his photo so we can see how.
It's so funny that like this guy might come out of the woodwork now and also have a story, and like people are just going to nonstop.
That's Jada.
There he is. There he is. Right there. You know this guy. That's what I'm saying.
I've seen this guy.
He's a funny guy.
Oh, wow.
This guy's a funny guy. He's been in.
Oh, that's
Will Smith rep denies allegations.
Yeah, obviously. What is the rep going to do now?
That's wild, bro.
There's a lot of pictures of them together.
But also, like,
tearing his ass
up. These guys fuck, dude.
I like, don't mind that they're banging.
What's the problem here?
I'm telling you, the real problem here
is Jada.
Is Jada. She caused this
snitch ass bitch.
And the Bilal guy.
Yeah, Bilal should shut the fuck up. I wonder how much they paid him.
Fucking poor Will Smith. For real.
Fuck Jada.
I do
though,
feel bad because he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Will Smith's just living his life.
Somebody needs to stop this lady. Like, she should not be on a book tour right now.
I'm angry at Chris Rock right now. He should have fucking let that weak man hit him.
Yeah.
He should have hugged him. When Will Smith just hug him.
I get it, man.
Turn him around. Flip him over. You're going to be good.
After this, though, could you imagine the jokes that he might bring to the next Oscars?
Mm. Will Smith?
No. Rock.
Oh, shit. If they have him
after
back.
Everything that's happened this year, if he hosts the Oscars again, like how funny that shit would be. It would just be a roast.
Yeah.
Yo.
How can you, and plus like right now Will Smith, he's not doing really movies anymore, but for a while he was an action star. You want an action star with a big dick. Like if any action star that doesn't have a big dick, you're like, what the fuck? How are you going to save the world with that fucking 3-inch cock?
I don't think it's the dick size that's the problem. I think the problem is that a guy that looks like a black child destroyed his anus.
Yeah.
You get fun with Gary Coleman.
Next Oscars, it's going to be a roast about him getting spit roasted.
Yeah.
Getting destroyed, quote unquote.
The description was crazy.
Killed,
how the guy said it.
Murdered.
Oh, fuck.
It was murder.
Murdered.
It was murder. Yeah.
The woman's reaction is so funny that because she's just like, and she like, the whole time she's trying to like catch up to what he's saying. She doesn't say a word. This guy keeps talking himself into the spotlight, and she's just sitting there.
I have the video of the interview.
It's pretty funny.
Can I see it? I didn't see it.
Pull it up.
after every accusation, he's like, allegedly.
Also, maybe he's just bi, dude. Maybe just like.
I don't care. I don't. His sexuality isn't what bothers me. I feel bad for him.
Oh, is this Bilal guy?
This the guy. Look,
what
he's
a piece of shit, though.
Yeah.
He's friends with everyone. Friends with everyone. He's a big, fat tub of shit.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Best friend of 40. Best friend of 40 years, dude. What a rat. What a fucking stool pigeon, eh?
It'd be your own people.
Ugh.
It always is, dude.
Look
this
at
is,
him
this
right?
is fucking... Dude, this is Poseidon in 30 years, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was
this
thinking.
This is Poseidon.
Oh, what the hell, bro?
Ratting about Mike getting fucking bent over in 30 years.
Mike was getting fucked up the ass. Yeah. He's getting murdered, dude.
You remember that Modest tour? Remember that shit? Everyone's asshole was destroyed. Their assholes were not modest. They were all getting banged in the ass.
Yeah, Poseidon's be like, I used to date Tupac. Trying to ruin everyone.
Yeah.
All right, play it.
If it fucking loads.
What app did you use?
Twitter.
He's watching it through Twitter.
Yeah, it was working before. What happened? Refresh. Oh, no, you're not on Twitter. You're on this celebrity gossip site.
Yeah, you are. You're on some random website.
Yeah.
Celebrities that I've done business
with.
I've done
right
business.
There. You see the little two arrows? There you go.
Yeah, what does he do though?
He's like, I've done business with these people.
I made business with them peeps. Just leave
it
normal.
Oh, imagine how afraid everyone in that video is right now.
Yeah,
like Cedric the Entertainer is probably like,
oh, Jamie Foxx, the guy. God damn it! With during the latter years of our relationship,
was not my friend. I was his friend. I was around before they had Trey. Jada was the woman that everybody wanted. And Will
not everyone
needed that validation to have
this is all fine. It takes a weird left turn.
Yeah.
That Will Smith had a small dick.
Oh, I'm saying to you, if a woman is used to something the size of a baby leg and you come in with a pinky toe,
a pinky toe.
Please her. You can buy her 80 cars, you can get her 80 private jets. If she's itching for that baby leg,
that baby leg.
God
damn.
You
can beat a person so much.
Fuck, Tupac's in heaven smiling.
Yeah, dude, he's in Cuba. When they got friends.
This interview is garbage.
I tell you what goes on the inside. Everybody else is just speculation.
Damn. Somebody told me and my picture's in the book. You know, your picture's in the book and your name is in the book. So he's like, you're doing some real elegant pimp. I'm blowing you up.
I love that.
I'm blowing
that.
You up.
This is what Jada makes the new people do. And
he might have just been friendly because of what he walked in on.
They will make you check into a rehab. And they'll pay for the rehab.
That's
even
fucked up.
Even though you're not on drugs, they're going to pay for the rehab. Why? And you have to go if you want to work with them. And then I saw sexual acts that I walked in on.
Who'd you walk in on?
Him and Dwayne Martin.
Look at her reaction. Okay.
Hollywood is the hurry up and wait game.
Just watch her.
So
what?
3 minutes later after them telling me,
hurry
hey,
up
you got
and wait.
Will. Yeah. You got, we need him to come watch this. So I'm running all over the studio. He's not in his dressing room. I go to the cafeteria. I'm like, but I see his car there. I'm like, where's this guy at? So now I'm holding Dwayne down too. So I have the keys to his dressing room.
Nah.
So I'm like, yo, and they're calling calling my cell
phone. Unlock someone's dressing
room. Yo, we need to get Will here. And I'm like, yo, kind of fucked down. Like I'm trying to find his, like, this is unlike him, right? So, all right, I open the door to Dwayne's dressing room, and that's when I see Dwayne and having anal sex with Will.
We'll process that for a second.
There was a couch, and Will was bent over on the couch, and Dwayne was standing up, killing him. Murder.
There's murder in there. Look at her face.
Nah. Okay.
What did you do? Even when I was...
I started jerking off. What would you do?
That's the best ad for To Shock Live.
Shit. Yeah.
You looked at my Instagram.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
They had such a better podcast than we just did, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most legendary.
Dude. Yeah.
Imagine having a guest on, you don't know what he's about to say, and you're just like,
and plus, you're like, I've Bilal, brother Bilal. Yeah. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
This is going to be garbage. You see him walk in, you're like, what a fucking shit. Whoa, really? God damn.
She gets like 14 views a podcast, and then all of a sudden this guy comes on. She's like, what the fuck is he saying?
Remember a few years ago, I had a guy on the French cast who's a politician that then became a real estate agent.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's
like, I'm telling you, I'm in there, I'm in the know. Justin Trudeau, his wife's already left him. They're divorced. It's fake. She's banging someone else. And all the stuff he said came true.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. That's so funny.
You had the brother Bilal of politics.
Yeah, he's the brother Bilal of politics, yeah. Yo, I saw a video of Trudeau on the way here. I guess he wanted to show that he's a good person. So he went to like an Indian restaurant.
In Vancouver?
I don't know if it was Vancouver or Montreal.
I heard it was Vancouver.
Okay, bro, I was so embarrassed. He was like, look, I'm putting stuff in bags. As he was dressed up like he was a cook. And he's like, one, two.
Oh,
and
no,
you
I
could
didn't see that.
Bro, he was tired and struggling.
What color was his face?
It was brown.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in character. But it's just so cringy. Like, people are going to be like, he's the real guy. He works with us. Like, oh.
Yeah, can you imagine the idiots that believe that, like, oh, he's
he
just
took
one
a part-time
of
job, yeah.
You know, like when somebody's working at a homeless shelter, some celebrity, and you're like, oh, they're just normal people, just like us. Like, no.
No, they're not.
They're doing this for charity. They're not like you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're just kind of fucked up.
I can't find the video.
Did you guys see the Chinese appointed a AI humanoid CEO?
No, what? I'm scared though.
Really? For what company?
Some company in China, I guess a tech company. And it's like a sex doll.
What?
It's a humanoid.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's the CEO.
Oh, and it's a lady?
It's a lady.
Can you bring this up?
Tang Yu.
There you go.
No. Tang Yu, bro.
Tang Yu. You're welcome.
Tang Yu. Don't thank me yet.
She's hot.
She's fuckable. No, this isn't it. That's not her.
No,
it's not her.
Shit.
Go to DuckDuck. What are you browsing on? You on Google?
Google, yeah.
Nah, you fucking fanboy. Go to DuckDuckGo. You know what DuckDuckGo?
Is that the weird search engine?
It's a search engine that doesn't. It's like unbiased.
I thought it was for sexual predators.
Privacy.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Okay, what do I search?
Search CEO AI China.
Thank you.
China. Baidu CEO warns China's... No.
You see, look at pictures. Images, you'll see her. She's got long hair and, like, bionic arms.
Whoa.
Long hair?
Yeah.
She's probably
I
got
love how
bionic
that's what threw
arms,
him off.
So.
It was the body. He's like, long hair?
Because all I'm getting is this.
She's probably got the bionic arms. Because if she's kind of
no,
hot...
No.
And she looks like a sex robot...
Because I'm an image.
Everyone's trying to fuck her, so she's like, I'm your boss! You fucking asshole.
I'm your boss.
That's fucking weird. Oh, is it this?
That looks like a woman.
That looks like a sex.
It's written Chinese inventor.
Oh, here she is.
Okay. How did you find?
How bad
are you at Google? Would you Google? Go
he told me to go duck.
Company appoints world's first ever AI powered robot CEO.
And she looks like Pinky Doll.
Yeah, she does look like Pinky Doll. She's like, ice cream's so good. Ice cream's so good.
Oh yeah, a bit of Pinky Doll.
Yes.
Ice cream is so good.
So yeah.
That was Japanese.
Isn't that fucked up?
What screams?
There's multiple
good
pictures. Look at this one. That's not scary.
Oh, she looks mental.
Mika.
That's a demon.
She's got the fucking Borgo
eyes. That's a demon, dude.
Me and Wes are talking about, like, if she, how terrifying it would be, first of all, to get fired by that. Mm-hmm. And, like, you walk into the office, I think you should be allowed to just beat the shit out of it if you got fired by it. They should just allow that.
Poseidon,
no?
What's going on?
It's not. I can't find.
How does he find it in a second, bro?
Look. Yeah. So
what
many,
are you Googling?
So many pictures.
I typed
look at all these pictures.
It's just full of pictures.
Chinese first ever. Mika is the first ever AI human-like robot.
Mika, human-like robot, AI.
If we see what he was searching, it was something else. Woman, hair, AI, Chinese.
Oh, Chinese company appoints AI doll. Okay, I found it.
Thank you.
God damn.
All right. Oh, the glasses.
Oh, she looks better with glasses.
Yeah, you got to hide
with
her
glasses,
eyes.
They gave her a little dumpster,
mental.
Too. They gave her a little dumpster back there. Yeah. Look at
where,
that.
Let me see.
Wait,
is she wearing underwear?
Go back that first picture where she's keynoting.
Why is she dressed kind of slutty, though?
What do you mean?
She's not slutty, but she's like
Form-fitting?
Hold on, I want to see your face.
Why do you give her, like, tits? Make her chubby and
it's China,
wear, wearing a pants suit. I want a fucking Hillary.
Look at that.
Look.
Yeah, but in China, they're like, we want to maybe fuck it legally also.
Oh, and go down. Like, she's got...
No, bro, go back. Ass. Go back. But you're going to get the wrong stuff.
Why is she black? Like, her...
I think she's just tan.
She's kind of international.
Click right there.
She's not...
Where?
Right there. No, Chinese. Down.
She's definitely spray tan.
Here. No, one down, bro. Look,
yeah, she
right
looks
there.
Like a spray tan white chick.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it looks
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She has the face of Pinky Doll, the eyes of Sebastian Burgo, and the ass of Will Smith.
Hot, though.
Well.
I'd let her destroy me.
Mike, what would you do to Mika?
If she came on to you in a meeting?
I'd be scared.
Yeah, obviously, at first.
Give me your tiny, tiny human cock.
At first, there's terror, right? But once you get past the terror, you're like, well, maybe...
I don't know. It seems like she'd be terrible. It seems like she would talk. Does she speak Chinese?
She speaks
every
language.
Or else she'd be the worst fucking Chinese CEO in the history.
Could you imagine?
She speaks every language, dude.
So I don't even know what the fuck she's telling me.
The smartest person on earth.
Yeah, you ask her, what time does my shift start? Ice cream so good.
Ice cream so good. Yes.
Generic.
Gang.
She's making so popcorn with the, what?
You're like,
am I getting fired?
What is this meeting about? Yeah.
So, like, oh, why is this bitch making
China,
popcorn?
So good.
If I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, what they're trying to do is she's the figurehead, but it's like a group of CEOs that
she is the
make
CEO.
The decisions.
She is the chief executive officer.
But she doesn't make the decisions. Humans make the decisions.
She makes the decisions. That's what I'm saying. She is.
Really?
She was appointed the chief executive officer, the director of operations.
Oh, you're telling
her.
Me that in charge of a company
yes.
is both a robot and a woman?
And a sex doll. Mm.
What is this?
Yeah. It is crazy.
You know how fucking offensive that is for every woman at that company? They're like, God damn it. Fucking a fake robot woman.
Fucking kidding me.
Yeah. Fucking Caitlyn Jenner's woman of the year. Now this fucking woman.
She'll be woman of the year next year.
And the best part is that a lot of women pushed for all that shit to happen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a line, the slippery slope thing. They let the slippery slope happen, and that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Lady robots are taking over.
Women are like equality. Men are like, we could just make the woman. How about that?
And then if we're not happy, we unplug her.
How about we'll make our own woman? You guys calm down.
Yeah, because she's the CEO. Like, she runs it, but there's definitely humans that can go like, okay, this is out of fucking control.
She's got too many opinions. We mute her.
You think the amount of sexual assault she's going to fucking have in her lifetime is going to be insane?
What if it's backwards and she's just assaulting everyone?
Yeah.
Keep working, tuts.
Yeah, if that's the case, they programmed her that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a dude who programmed her.
Yeah. That is wild, though. It is pretty funny to think about that we're getting to a point where leadership is now handed off to AI. I think that's the future. I think we should have AI presidents, AI prime ministers, AI leaders.
I don't trust that shit.
We don't trust it.
I don't trust humans.
Our kids are not going to care like us, right? They're going to be raised by an AI nanny and shit, right? So it'll get to a point where that's going to be normal, dude, and we're going to love it.
You made me want to kill myself.
It won't matter.
It's so dystopian.
It won't matter if you do.
It's so scary.
Yeah, suicide is never off the table. Just remember that.
For me? I don't like that dystopian future.
Yeah.
You heard about that digital ID now that Europe passed?
Is it passed now?
Mm.
Yeah, I saw your tweet about it.
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
I'm super against it.
What do you have to hide? What are you hiding, dude?
Oh, go fuck yourself. What are you hiding with your bullshit?
What is it?
I hate that. So everything they're saying is for the sake of convenience, but they're doing everything that conspiracy theorists said they were going to do, and they said we're never going to do this. So
Mark of the Beast.
Yeah, well, some people. It's basically a little chip that includes everything on it, like your vaccine, your ID, your driver's license, so then it's simple. And now they're discussing it's so small. It's a small chip like this. You access everything, your bank accounts, it's all in one place. Only the government has access to it. And your money, it's all like Bitcoin. It's all digital currency, so all your currency is that one thing. And it's like the next step is so you don't want to get it robbed. We're just going to put it under your skin. And it's easy anywhere you go.
Beautiful.
And it's like,
Where's the problem?
Dude, are you fucking crazy? What's first of all, I want some privacy. I don't want the government to have access to all my stuff at once. My money, my no cash, no, I don't like that shit.
They have access whether you like it or not.
They don't have access to cash.
You're rocking two phones. Yeah. They have twice the amount of data on you than anyone else.
Phones all have VPNs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean still.
And private browser VPN.
Yeah, yeah, but even then, like what's the worst that they could do?
It's not about, but here's what, it's not about what they can do. Mm-hmm. It's about the fact that the principle of it. I have rights.
Yeah, but I'm also like that's carrying like around a wallet and a passport.
If a guy doesn't have usable sperm or a disease, it still doesn't make it okay to rape people. It's like, what's he going to do? It's still, I don't want to get raped. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to get raped. He shouldn't be raping people.
But it doesn't make it okay to shame him for it. Like, I mean, what I'm saying
is does.
Like,
stop raping.
Not for the rape. What I'm saying is, like, I'm walking around with a wallet and a passport, going to the airport, and I'm like, fucking, my pockets are full. And I literally had this thought the other day. It's like, why do I fucking have a physical passport anymore? Mm. Why do I have a fucking driver's license? Why do I have a bank card? I can use this for my bank card, which is nice now, right. But I can't use this for my ID.
Hold on.
They're both in my pocket.
They're both in your pocket, and it would be nice to digitize them and keep them separate. The fear here is that that's not what they're doing. They're putting everything in one, so everything.
Good.
No, it's not good.
It's
you have
easy.
To have the option of having some kind of privacy. Keep some shit separate.
Nah, I like it. I like that it's all just easy. Like, I'm not. Dude. I don't give a shit. Like,
nah, man. Especially with what happened in Canada with those truckers when they froze their bank accounts, you could see what they'll do. Like, they'll go to weird lengths. I don't want the government to have ultimate
control.
If
the government wants to freeze your bank account. They're going to freeze your bank account. There's nothing you're going to do to stop it. Even if you have a VPN, they're still going to freeze your bank account. They're going to seize your
assets.
I don't
know why you're bringing it up, but I never said the VPN is going to help you. No, what I'm saying is they shouldn't have the right to freeze
your
shit.
Yeah, but they'll still knock at your door, and they'll still be like, hey, this is a cease order, and we're going to fucking take this, and we're going to throw you in jail. Like, if they want to do all that, they're going to do it. It's not going to be an app that makes them do it. They're going to do it no matter what if they want to. Now, at least, we have all our shit in one place, and we don't...
So, for convenience sake, you give up everything.
Give up what? I'm not giving up anything.
Of course, you're giving up privacy. You're giving up freedom.
How am I giving up privacy? I don't, like, nobody has privacy. No one has privacy.
People have privacy.
No one has privacy.
There's a certain level of privacy.
I don't think in today's day and age you have privacy. I think there's a satellite that can see a dime on the ground.
I believe that.
I don't think you have privacy. If they want you to not have privacy, you won't have privacy. If you give them a reason to take away your privacy, they will take away your privacy. But by being like, oh, that's, you know, like, they're going to, like, they don't care. Like, that's the thing. It's all about convenience, I think. I don't think it's actually evil. I think it is about convenience. Like, it makes it easy.
What are you talking about? We just saw. We went through years of the pandemic. We saw that it was more than just convenience.
Yeah, but you know how happy I was compared to the Americans? That I had an app and they had a fucking stupid card they had to pull out of their wallet when they got to, like, a bar and it was all, like, gross. And I was like, oh, I got the app. That's nice and simple. I don't like it. I didn't like having the shot.
The card was good because people were able to fake it.
That's true. But... I like the convenience of having, like, a one-stop shop on my phone. That is, like, give me the social credit score.
That's another thing. The social credit score. So there's the next level.
I love it.
Is the social credit score is another fucked up thing that I don't want to have. Why would we want to have that, dude? Social credit.
So you're a good citizen.
No. And first of all, guys like him or me, the worst thing is social credit.
Keep you in line.
The worst thing is social credit. That means it doesn't matter how much money you have, Mike. If you talk too much shit and the government doesn't like you, your social credit is down, which is going to give you less access to buses, planes. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. Why would we gear up towards this? We've seen it happen. China's doing it. We don't like it. Mm. We have videos. We don't like what they're doing. Why would we repeat it?
I don't mind it.
That's
fine. I think it's fine. I think if you're in a position where you're in anyways, I don't think it matters what anyone says about you because you'll have people that will back you up.
But that you see what happens in China. It does, dude. People, the Alibaba guy disappeared.
Yeah, but probably for good reason. He's probably like on islands and shit.
He was talking shit about the, and not even shit. All he questioned was the way they were handling COVID at the time. He goes, I feel like they're not doing a good job, and they disappeared.
But they are communists.
Yeah,
that's different. We're not communists. Even though we act communist sometimes, we're not.
Yet.
Yeah, but it's not even close. It's not even close.
There are steps,
but I also feel, I don't know. I feel like, dude, nothing I have is private. I don't believe that. I don't believe that I have privacy.
But you don't want to have privacy.
No, I just don't believe I have it. I don't have a choice to have it or not. I don't think I have a choice.
I almost feel that we lost that like 20 years ago.
When smartphones came out, we were fucked. Like, it's over.
I remember like my ex when I first got like an Alexa at home. She was like, we should watch out. And I was like, I don't care. Like,
yeah.
And even if the government watches what I do, like, yeah, they're just gonna find out whenever I see someone. I Google either net worth or naked.
Yeah.
So I just want to know what people look like naked.
You Google something else that starts with N every time.
Will Smith, naked, net worth. Yeah. Will Smith, clothes on, net worth.
But it's crazy, though, that we're just, everyone's okay with it and we're heading towards that.
I don't think, like, I'm not okay with it, but I've just accepted.
Given up, yeah.
You know how sometimes you're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
It's over. We lost 30 years.
It's how I felt about the vaccines and shit in Canada. I didn't want them, but I had to travel. So I was like, okay, I need them to travel. Period. Right? There was no option.
Coercion.
So it's like,
you were coerced.
I can sit there and be like, rah, rah, I get my bank account frozen. They're still going to do it anyways. Right? They're still going to pass the laws anyways. Like, there's nothing. So I feel like, okay, I get it. It's convenient. Let's do it. Whatever.
There was a video that I saw online that there was a device that had a camera, but it also had like a Wi-Fi adapter.
Oh, I saw
and
that.
Then they blocked the camera of this device.
Oh, yeah,
and
the Wi-Fi.
Even
yeah.
with the Wi-Fi bands,
yeah,
it basically bounced off of everything, and they were able
like
to recreate exactly where you were. Bro, I was freaking the fuck. I was like, what? Oh, nobody's safe. We're all fucked.
But that's it. It's like, what are you doing that merits this crazy secrecy?
But it's not the crazy. That's the wrong way to look at it.
I think we should live in a society where it's all open.
But that's information is just free flowing. That's the wrong way to look at it. It's not the way it used to be, the way the laws were here, why it was a good country, is you were innocent until proven guilty. Now it's almost like you're guilty until you're proven innocent. That's crazy. Like, what do you have to hide? I don't need to hide anything.
I think
you were
always guilty until proven innocent.
It's the principle. I don't need to hide anything. It's just I shouldn't be victim to this.
Yeah, but I also think like people were like, she's a witch, and they burned her before they figured it out. You know, so I think it's always
a witch.
But she was a witch. She did deserve to die in the fire. But I think that like people are proven guilty before innocent, anyways. I think it's a court of public opinion rather than the government deciding, and you know that can be coerced, just like on social media. And like we're already like, if somebody wants to finish your career, like they'll try. Through social media, and Mike knows this too. It's not just the government that's going to do it. You know what I mean? So it's like, just if you got nothing to hide, you're fine. But if you got, you know, that's how I feel.
I mean, if you have nothing to hide, you're not fine either, because there's people who don't do anything and they still get fucked over.
Mm. Well, good. They're not doing anything. They should give them something to do.
For real, it is fucked up. It's actually very fucked up that we got to this point.
I never
really believed that the social credit thing was going to start hitting our shores. I thought someone in the government is going to be like, this is stupid. I don't care how much meat this guy eats or how many cars of milk they buy a month, like to put limits on that shit.
Yeah, but
and now that we're heading towards them rationing our food, that's crazy, bro.
Do you think also what we already use, though, with like our numbers, right? So like your social media numbers, what do you think that is? When you're getting brand deals, when you're talking to other companies, when you're going to a mixer and meeting CEOs, like what do you say to them? You say, I have this many subscribers. Oh, I just sold out a thing. I have this. And
that's not, I say, I fucked Will Smith.
Right, yeah. Which is also arguably good
social credit.
Yeah, yeah, pretty good social credit for that
Bad
guy.
Bad for Will, though.
Yeah,
or good for catch Will Smith.
Good for brother,
fucked,
whatever his name was. Great score on his end. But that's the thing. We're still using social credit, even though it's not the government controlling. We still use it. We want it.
No, there's social credit, but this, you know the social credit I'm talking about. I'm not talking about social credit and taking the words and making credit. I'm talking about the actual social credit of rationing what you buy right now. You're emitting too much CO2, so you've already had your carton of milk this month.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of shit. I don't like
that.
Yeah,
that's weird.
I think if we get to that, because they have that in China, and people just get fake license plates and they...
Yeah, you know. Fake licenses or fake cards or... But how rampant are those? It's just... I don't like the fact that we're... Like, the fact that people want to circumvent it shows that majority of people don't want that.
Yeah.
But we still just go, because it's so hard. Because it's government became so big.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. There really isn't.
Yeah, I'm always like, I'm not going to be able to fight this, so how can I get around
circumvented.
It?
Yeah.
Like, what we did, like, during COVID, when you needed that paper to get around, I just had to print it up a paper.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
Do you guys think, with all this shit happening, do you guys think people are going to start having rooms in their houses where it's completely disconnected from technology?
I saw the device.
Have you ever been to his fucking... He already has that.
Yeah. If you're Epstein,
you'll definitely have
a few of those rooms.
There's a device. Phil was doing a video on it. I think it's like $8,000. I'm not sure. But basically, it goes in the middle of the room, and everything around is just
like
not going to work. It's not. It's no, like no. Bubble. It's not gonna explode your
it's
stuff.
Like a no, it's
just
like
nothing
a,
works. Your phone, nothing works. Really? You can say whatever you want. Yeah. Like what I was bubble. Telling him was like, can you find out if it's for sale? Because like I don't know. Because like if it's for sale,
for a theater,
like a jammer.
And,
yeah, dude, I would invest. I would buy it and then resell to theaters. I would sell
that's
to mobsters.
Idea.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a jammer.
I checked for that. Where for like on tour, because you know those Yonder patches mm-hmm. they sell.
Yeah,
they're too expensive.
Too expensive, and it's a stupid technology. You're like, okay, I got this amazing technology. I put it in a bag,
and it's a magnet
and then,
zipper.
Yeah,
magnet
zipper. You're like, what the fuck? What are we in 1942? Yeah. So I was like, why can't we just get a thing that fucking jams? But it's because then the nothing wireless is going to be able to work.
Yeah.
So you're going to need corded mic, even the lights,
camera,
everything. Everything now is fucking wireless.
Damn.
That's why it's good to sell to corporations like CEOs, so they can have a room where no one can hear what's happening, and mobsters and shit.
The mafia.
In the government, they call it a skiff. That's what it's called. The skiffs are secure,
rooms.
Or whatever. They're meant for that. Skiff is like super top secret. You have to request a meeting to go in the skiff, and then it's like they meet in there, and nothing ever comes out of there. It's like very, very secretive.
But you need, especially in the government, you need rooms like that just in case, because of all these spies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Fucking,
sensitive compartmented information facility.
There you go.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Skiff. It's nice. But yeah, but like I don't need a skiff. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't need a skiff. I don't need any of that. And like,
no, I want to sell skiffs.
But people who are like, fucking, they're gonna like, I get the principle of it. I do understand the principle of it. I think it's a noble and worthwhile cause to have, to not want the government more in your lives. I fully appreciate that. But at the point we're at, it's like, we're not rising up, dude. This generation? You kidding? We're not out there. We're not in the streets. We're not, you know what I mean? Like, you look in the 70s and 60s, it was totally different.
And we're going to call Matt Rife and get him to convince these kids to get up.
Dude,
convince these broads to fight
no
back, bro.
Way.
And the people that are out there are out there for all the wrong reasons.
We would much rather fucking just plug myself into the Matrix, stay on my phone, and leave my house. Dude, fuck. That's just the way it is. And, yeah, it's okay, too.
You think if I was prime minister, they'd kill me?
I think they'd kill you way before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's got some crazy ideas.
The government, you mean, or people?
No, people wouldn't. I'd be like, yo, I want you guys to be free. But I think the government would be like, the fuck you are, bro. We gotta sell some weapons.
I think maybe people too. Maybe people would be like, he's anti-government. I like my government. You know,
yeah, there are a lot of people like that.
There are
just tell
like
me
that.
What to
people
do.
Love the government.
Tell me what to do and tell me what to think.
There are people out there who think the government's batting 1,000.
Yeah.
That they've never lied.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I trust everything they say. Like,
I have a friend like that on Twitter. Well, you know him too. He's a comic.
Oh.
But he's a normal dude, but he's whenever anything has to do with the liberal government, he's like, you guys are doing amazing.
It's insane.
And I'm like, what? What are you fucking like?
It's lunatic stuff.
Even
yeah.
even if like my dad is a member of the Liberal Party,
yeah.
and so he has his little card, and he's like, what the fuck is going on?
That's,
that's
there's
hilarious.
Nothing that works anymore.
Yeah.
But this guy is like, good job, Justin.
Yeah,
I've been watching a lot of videos on YouTube of Canadians, new immigrants. That started making YouTube channels. There's two that I follow. One is this Asian girl, and one is a guy that his accent, I think, is British. He moved here, and they're talking about Canada. Her, it was in Vancouver. Him, it was in Toronto. Jesus Christ, brother. Way worse off than even we are here. And they're like, what is happening? And they're describing their daily life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and the guy's like, it's turning into, like, these are third world problems. Uh-huh. How is this possible?
Yeah.
Tent cities and shit. It's crazy.
I did something that I thought was funny. I'm emptying out my house since we're renovating, and I have a friend who he helps Mexicans, like he helps Latinos, because he's Latino, so anyone new to the country, he like gets some furniture and shit.
I like
and
that.
He's like, hey, your basement, you have tons of stuff, do you want, I'll get my dudes to empty out your basement, and they keep what they want. And I'm just like, perfect. So they start taking like furniture.
Your Olivier trophies?
No, but they and I had a bunch of like posters and shit and paintings that I didn't want anymore. So they're like, can we get those? And they start taking them. But one of them was an autographed picture of two Quebecer celebrities that it was just as a joke that they gave me. And then I went to tell them. Yeah, and then I was like, oh, it's so funny to have a Mexican with like a poster of Véronique Cloutier in the kitchen. Yeah, yeah. And then my friend was like, "Oh, I'll get him to put it somewhere nice and get the whole family, like with the kids and the grandma."
That's funny.
I like Mexicans.
But he was the guy who's like, this is how fucking like poor people are when they come here. Like I was like, I'm after a while I stopped saying it, but I was calling out. I was like, "Oh, this is fucking garbage. Get rid of," like I was calling everything right. garbage, and the guy was calling me Santa Claus.
That's funny.
The garbage clause. He's
like, "Get this fucking garbage out of here. It's a person."
Sounds like one of the guys you met on that trail into Canada.
Yeah. See, we meet again. He's like, "Wow, you really did well for yourself."
On the migrant trail.
Yeah, this country's like, got opportunity.
I saw this guy like a week ago. He was in the rain, and now he's the richest man in Canada.
Yeah, they're just freaking out. A Mexican guy actually got, because I didn't want to take my shoes off at the airport in Dallas, and I saw a guy eyeing me, so I went towards his lane, you know, the TSA.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "You like soccer?" And I was like, "Fucking love soccer." He's like, "I can tell, because I was wearing my sweatpants," and he's like, "AEK Athens." And I go, "Yes." And he's like, "You have two Mexican players." And then we started talking. I go, he's like, "Orbelin Pineda." I go, "And Mr. Pizarro." He's like, "Exactly." And then he fist bumped me. He's like, "You guys won the double last year." I go, "We did. You think you're going to win it this year?" We started talking. And I was like, "I'm not going to take off my shoes." He's like, "No, just go." And in my head, I go, "Fuck yeah."
That's how it really works.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? Like, I always thought it was each airport had their own rules, but it's each person.
Yeah, like, it's each person.
I went to Orlando last week. I'm waiting in line, and there's the dude, like, the line next to ours, people go to take their computers out. He's like, "No, who cares? Just leave your computer."
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm like, "Oh, fuck. Oh, that's cool. So we can leave our computer." And then the woman starts yelling at me. She's like, "Your computer's in your bag." And I'm like, "Yeah, but he fucking." She's like, "You have to take it out. You have to." Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh, Jesus. What a fucking bitch."
Yeah, it's fine. Me, it's the shoes that really bugs me.
The belt bugs me.
That's why I started just traveling in sweats.
I travel with belt. I never take it off. And I always get beat. And I'm like, "It's a belt." They're like, "Take it off." I'm like, "No, it's a belt. Search me. I'd rather have a pat down." And they're like, "Ugh." And they had to pat me down.
I like pat downs. I rang once when I was leaving, and it turned out it was my fucking passport holder.
Okay.
And then if it was in your phone, wouldn't have been a problem.
And then I go, "What do you think it is?" He goes, "Don't worry about it. There's something in it, like they put to protect your cards from like RFID or whatever." Yeah. He goes, "That's all it is."
You know what I hate? Like they ask you to show your ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but they ask you to put your phone in the thing.
Oh yeah.
So you put
your
phone in, and where's then it starts leaving. Where's your ticket? It's in my phone.
That's always print now. Like I always print. I have the physical one, so I could hold it. Yeah. It's paper.
They should definitely have a line for people who've never been to the airport.
Yes.
And then just a line for everyone else.
Yeah.
I think that's like the best idea ever.
It'd be like people that say they're bilingual, like people go, "I'm used to traveling," and you're like, "Sir, why do you have soup in your bag,
like in a bottle?"
Yeah. It's because there's a lot of people that are like, "We can't travel." Okay, we can't, but it's only a small bottle. Yeah,
and when you go to Europe, they hate having liquids, like makeup shit. Like Canada and States, I feel it's not too bad. Like I don't bring any of that stuff, but I see people's bags and it never gets like flagged.
Yeah.
But you go to Europe and they're like, "Oh, another one," like in France. And like this lady has to like, she's got 75 Ziplocs now. She has to like put through and then scan through again. I'm like, what is the point of that?
They're just angry that you have perfume.
Yeah.
But like we want you to stink.
Yeah. It's so weird.
You smell good, you fucking dirty American.
Stop getting rid of your armpit hair.
It's so bizarre.
I saw someone that I don't know if he was the happiest dude and wife ever or the most miserable. When I was waiting in line, because I had to wait for like almost 2 hours to pick up my car, because one of like budget was closed, so everyone went to Avis.
The deal that he got you?
Oh, dude, it was closed. So they just funneled us, and then the other company had to fucking take care of us, so it was just a huge line. I sent him photos of the line, and it was the middle of the night. So I'm waiting, I see this guy, and I'm like, at first I was like, don't travel. Like then I was like, don't even, in my head I'm thinking, I go, he shouldn't travel. Then I'm like, man, maybe he's living his best life. It was a guy walking, he had two bags, like it wasn't regular like luggage. It looked like camping bags holding. The guy looked miserable walking. Two little kids running behind him. They had their own bags. And then I turned my head. There's his wife behind him. Three kids, one in a kangaroo pouch. One she was holding like this. And another one walking by herself. And the lady had a backpack on, a huge one, like a camping, and bags everywhere. I was like, this looks like the most miserable trip There's kids on slings. Man. It looked kind of like they're pioneers just trying to, you know, build a family somewhere. And I was like, I don't know if this guy's living the happiest life ever. Like, I have this big family. This is amazing. Or if he's like, kill me, I should have worked.
For sure, the second thing.
I think it's just the traveling part that's a pain in the ass. But once they get to the destination, I guess it's like being at home.
Yeah, you got a family and stuff.
But it must be seven kids.
It's
must
crazy.
Suck.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, dude, it sucks for everyone around you.
Traveling, yeah, I hate that.
No, anymore. But like for like you're bringing nine kids on a flight or like
oh, that's
it sucks
insane,
for everyone.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
sucks
yeah,
for
yeah, yeah.
the stewardess. It sucks for the people at TSA. It sucks for me waiting behind you. Oh. It sucks for absolutely everyone. It's a terrible thing. Kids should only ride in like wheels.
What?
Yeah, send them on a bus. Oh, like, you take the plane. You send.
I felt like in the giant tire.
Yeah. Also. Yeah. In the
like
cargo.
A hamster wheel.
In the cargo.
Carnies.
Put the kids in the cargo.
Best movie of all time, Home Alone. It's not a discussion. Everybody knows this. I noticed something. People always talk about McAllister, the father. They go, is he a mobster? Because how did he afford it? Because when you listen to the story, mm-hmm. he bought those plane tickets for the entire family, his brother-in-law.
Oh, I know what you're going to bring up.
What am I going to bring up?
I keep going.
He doesn't know what I'm going to bring up because I was watching yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that's the
What is he going to bring
up? He's in the Sopranos or some
no,
shit.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, never
so
mind.
Everyone's talking about how much money he made. And I feel like they're avoiding another ridiculous aspect of that movie. Okay, the father, we don't know what he does. He has a lot of money. But what's crazy is how cheap his brother is. Bro, this fucking cheapskate is stealing everything. He doesn't want to tip Joe Pesci. Doesn't want to tip him at all. Then on the plane, bro, I saw this. No one's ever commented. He's stealing the silverware. While they're stressed out because there's a kid missing, they forgot a kid. This guy's like, oh, this is nice silverware, and steal the cup. Bro, you're on a fucking airplane, bro. What are you doing? This is crazy. Bro, that's a next level cheapness, and no one's ever commented on that because all focused on this kid missing and on the father having so much money. This guy scoots through
there's
the cracks.
I like the idea of like a dark story.
Oh, for sure.
Underlying, and everybody misses it. I love that idea. Like, there's like some type of weird like sex dungeon in the house that like everybody just sort of skims over.
No, that's crazy money. That's insane money.
But sorry, I thought you were gonna bring that up because there's a conspiracy theory online that I think it was in the Sopranos show or like another mobster movie where the actor is in it and they're like, oh, that's what he does. And there was a whole thing of the how it's connected
he
and
plays,
shit.
I think he's in the Sopranos too.
Yeah, like the Sopranos.
Does he play a deadbeat?
You see that fucking hotel they stayed in when they went to New York?
The thing is, though, like in...
Oh, that was
like
nice.
A Trump Plaza or whatever it was?
Two things.
Yeah, the
like
Plaza Hotel. Yeah.
Houses in those days cost nothing.
That's true.
So someone could have a regular job and an amazing
house. Yeah, but
house
was...
But plane tickets were insanely expensive.
And for nine kids.
Yeah, it was like 20 people
like,
he spent
like
for.
In the old days, flying was just for the super rich.
Yeah. You ever see that guy who had,
to France
who bought a lifetime first class ticket?
You could buy one lifetime.
So not anymore. Delta, I think the company was. We can look this up. But Delta was selling for $500,000. You get a lifetime first class ticket for you and a plus one.
Stop
anywhere. This guy is half.
That is cheap.
But $500,000 is like in the 80s, right? So it was like probably like $2 million now or whatever it is. So it's a lot of money. And the guy's like, I think this is a worthwhile investment. He paid for that ticket in the first 5 years for like that amount. And since then, like he's had seven honeymoons with his wife. They go to Australia for lunch or whatever. They don't care. They fly everywhere first class plus one. As long as he's alive, he has that ticket. He completely fucked him over. Yeah. They stopped selling it. They asked to buy it back, and he said no, and he kept it, and he's the only remaining one, and there's, like, pictures with, like, him and the stewardesses all the time, and he's, like, a super famous guy.
How much did they offer him? Do you know?
I don't know. Maybe probably a couple million. It's got to be
that's
millions.
Amazing.
What's the thing?
There's a guy who has
who listening
a
to any
lifetime
first
class.
He wasn't listening to any of it. Wait, hold on. What were you doing?
I was even like, go pull it up.
I was looking at the
Will Smith's cock.
No, the conspiracy theory of John Hurd in the Sopranos.
Jesus Christ, he's Googling the Sopranos.
Pull up. He's Italian. Let him be. Pull up Delta lifetime first class ticket. So this guy I think it was Delta or American. It might be American, but there's a guy who
lifetime
buys a
first class ticket.
Lifetime first class ticket.
He must have been nervous, like during the pandemic. When like airplane companies, you're like, are they gonna go under?
American Airlines.
It was American?
I think it was. Yeah.
And he's nervous.
What's his
American
name?
Goes under.
I don't know his name, but it's this guy. He has
he's
a
the
ticket.
Only one.
Yeah. He's the last. He's like the fucking Highlander. Guy? He's the last one left. Huh?
Is it this guy? Hold on.
He's a bit heavier set.
He's bald.
Could be.
Is it this guy?
Well, why don't you read what it says?
Yeah.
Are you just Googling images and looking at bald fat guys?
No, hold on. Lots of companies make mistakes.
Fat bald guy. Show the picture you have now.
No, it's not a picture. It's an article.
No, but the picture is the but Yahoo not, logo.
New Jersey man flies 23 million miles with Lifetime United pass like a sultan.
What's his name?
Like a sultan. Yes, I'm happy.
What's his name?
Because you could make...
So I can bring it
Rido,
up.
Rido, I think, is last name.
Regal?
Tom Stuker. S-T-U-K-E-R.
Having that for half a million, you could make way more money.
290 grand in 1990.
Oh, my God. That's a
In the
that's
33
a great
years
deal.
Since then, Stuker, who's 69, has flown more than 23 million miles.
God damn, I see it. Washington Post.
That's not even half a million, dude. 300,000.
Like Neil Armstrong clocked 953,000 miles. He flew more than Neil Armstrong.
This guy's chilling.
If he, yeah, he can make so much money because he can be everywhere.
Had he paid cash for the flight, it would have cost $2.4 million.
Dude, he could. This guy's amazing. This guy's a hero.
Yeah. He lived like a sultan on United Miles ever since. Lavish hotel suites. Because here's the fucking brilliant part.
Oh, he uses his
He gets miles. He gets miles for these fucking flights. Yeah. He's staying in first class, everything. Oh. All
he broke the system.
Yeah, he's an absolute genius.
He broke the system.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's amazing.
Yeah, gourmet meals from Perth to Paris. Fucking, he's been on so many honeymoons.
Dude, he takes 373 trips in 365 days.
Oh, yeah. He even won a charity auction to appear in a Seinfeld episode by bidding 451,000 air miles.
What?
He's just spending air miles, dude.
What did he used to do for a living?
I think he had probably had a company, is my guess. Ever since.
So he doesn't have a house. Say. He doesn't have a house. He just flies all the time.
I think he has a house. But yeah.
That's not a bad deal, though. If you sell your house and you just go
everywhere
else,
going
to fly. Everywhere.
And he's like, I'm not adding to the footprint. The plane's going to fly whether I'm in on it or not.
Yeah, he's right. He's just one seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this is amazing.
120 honeymoons. Holy shit.
The guy's a legend, bro.
His wife actually won the lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bitch
Wait, but
set.
What does he do for work?
I don't know. Probably. Maybe this now.
He's retired.
Maybe this now. Dude, if this guy just vlogged, he'd make a killing.
Yeah. I'd go do conferences. Be like, let me tell you how I broke the system.
I used to, this is way shittier than what this guy has, but I bought the lifetime subscription to SiriusXM when it first started, when it was just Sirius.
Yeah.
And then they tried to fuck me over because it was like, I think it was $200 or $200 or $300 for lifetime subscription. Yeah. So I was like, it's 15 bucks a month. Okay, yeah.
Easy.
So like after like 2.5 years, I'm good. And then after like a year, they realized, because at first everyone thought they were going to go bankrupt, and then they signed Howard Stern, and they were like, okay, we're not going to go bankrupt, but all of these fucking assholes have lifetime membership. So then they changed the thing. They're like, it's the lifetime membership of your radio, so as long as you have your radio. And then people were like, oh, go fuck yourselves. That's not what it is.
That's fucked up.
And then they did, okay, so it's three radios, and then... Like, when Twitter started, my radio died, and then I just talked shit about them on Twitter a week, and then they were like, okay, here, we'll give you a real lifetime membership.
Wow.
So now I have a real lifetime
membership.
You
strong-armed
them.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, that's insane.
Them,
yeah. We had an agreement.
That is crazy. Yeah. There's a lot of that. There's a Reddit post, which is like, if you've won a lifetime supply of anything, tell us your story. And it's so interesting because, like, some people are like, yeah, I won, $1,000 a week for life or whatever. Here's how that actually breaks down in math. Other people were like, oh, I had a lifetime supply of mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. And it was just they just got, like, a pallet delivered.
Yeah, and that's it.
And that's it. Never again, right?
I had a lifetime membership to the gym, and then they shut down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Well, it was their lifetime, not yours. Yeah, they stayed true to their...
You're and like, it was right before they shut down, I remember.
Yeah, they're fucking assholes.
Oh, yeah.
How much did you pay?
Like $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn. Fuck.
That's a funny going away present.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that the guys who owned it, they were like known.
They have cancer.
Like after. No, they're like known pricks. Like nobody likes them. I didn't know at the time. Well, if you want to catch us live, Mike just announced his tour is back. It's a brand new tour. It's Mike Ward Modest. The most modest man in Canadian comedy is out there doing French shows right now. Tickets are on sale.
Yep.
They went on sale this Monday.
Went on sale this Monday. We sold 25,000 tickets in the first,
are you fucking kidding
first
me?
2 days.
Listen,
yeah.
Jesus
I'm gonna
Christ.
I'm going to put that into perspective for you guys. So here in Quebec, which is a big comedy place, there are new, young, very hot actors who their entire run, and sometimes it's 2 years, they're like, I broke 16,000. I broke 20,000. He did.
That's insane.
We sold 1.25 million in like 36 hours.
Fuck me, that's awesome, dude.
It's crazy.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, know what's up. MikeWard.ca for the tour dates. The crazy visuals are not the only thing. There's going to be special stuff during that whole tour. You guys are going to have a lot of fun if you go watch Mike. It's a great hour. He's having a lot of fun with it. Chris Ramsey is also on tour right now. He's touring your mom's house looking for aliens. Area 52, new channel is up.
Amazing.
Chris Ramsey's own channel online on YouTube. You should be on it. You should be one of the 7 million people that are already subscribed.
Check
to
it out.
Breaking those puzzles in Dallas. You came up in conversation. Nice. And then someone's like, do I know Chris Ramsey? And then I said, he's the guy who solves all these puzzles. And right away, he's like, I fucking follow this guy. This guy's crazy. This guy's a genius. I go, that's Chris Ramsey. Nice.
Yeah, everyone loves you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. They like the puzzles.
Poseidon does know how to Google. PantelisComedy.com, Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.